Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive into the future of healthcare. This time we're going to be focusing on AI, and specifically, the Future Digital Health International Congress 2025, happening in São Paulo, Brazil. This isn't just some boring medical conference though, right?
Oh, definitely not. This is where we get to see what the future of healthcare is going to look like.
Exactly, like a sneak peek at the future.
And with this year's theme, Showtime! Revealing 21 global AIs for Health 5.0, I think we're going to see some really amazing real-world applications of AI in healthcare.
21 global AIs. That's insane.
It really is. I mean, can you even imagine?
And it's all happening from May 21st to the 23rd at the São Paulo Expo, right alongside the massive Feira Hospitalar trade show. So it's like cutting-edge technology meets global healthcare.
It's a really exciting time to be following this.
It is, for sure.
And you know, it's also really interesting that this is all happening in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Well, for one, Brazil is the fifth largest healthcare market in the entire Western world.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, so it really shows how Latin America is becoming a major player in the whole health tech revolution.
Absolutely. So for our listeners, think about this. We're going to have 63 speakers from over 10 countries, all coming together in Brazil to talk about the latest breakthroughs in AI-powered healthcare. We're talking things like medical chatbots that can answer your health questions 24/7, Gen AI that can help doctors make super fast diagnoses, even smart hospitals that practically run themselves. I mean, it's crazy.
It is mind-blowing. What about you? What are you most excited to learn about?
Well, I'm really interested in that smart hospital automation track. I mean, the idea that AI could make hospitals run more smoothly and maybe even prevent medical errors is really exciting.
It makes you wonder if maybe someday we won't have to spend hours in the ER waiting room anymore.
Right. But I'm also really curious to hear about how AI is going to affect medical education and the role of doctors in the future.
Yeah, like will AI become like a partner to doctors?
Or just a tool?
Or even replace them completely?
That's a scary thought.
It is, but it's something we have to think about.
And what about the patient experience?
Mm-hmm.
Will AI empower patients to be more proactive about their own health?
Or will it make it harder for them to get the care they need?
These are all really important questions that they'll be discussing at the Congress.
And I'm glad they're not shying away from the tough stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But let's not forget about the business side of things either. This Congress is a huge draw for C-level executives and investors who are all looking for the next big thing in healthcare.
I can imagine.
I mean, did you know that 61% of the people who attended last year's Congress were decision makers?
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. So you know there's going to be a ton of networking going on.
Yeah.
And probably some really big deals being made.
Definitely a great place to make connections.
Exactly.
And especially with over 400 healthcare startups in Brazil alone.
Wow, over 400.
This Congress is like a launching pad for them.
A chance for them to show off their innovations.
Yeah.
And connect with some of the biggest players in the industry.
Yeah, it seems like Brazil is really becoming the center of the AI-powered healthcare revolution in Latin America.
Mm-hmm. And with Informa Markets, Brazil backing it.
Hmm.
Which is the biggest corporate event company in the world. This is clearly a major event with global reach.
It's going to be fascinating to see what comes out of it.
For sure. All right, so we're back and we've been talking all about the amazing potential of AI in healthcare. But now I want to get down to the nitty-gritty, like, how is all of this actually going to affect patients?
Like, what will it actually feel like to experience this AI-powered healthcare?
Exactly.
Well, imagine waking up feeling kind of sick, but instead of going to the doctor or, you know, going on WebMD, you talk to your own personal medical chatbot.
Oh, wow. So instead of asking Google what's wrong with me, I ask my AI assistant. That would be amazing.
Right. And these chatbots aren't just for basic stuff either. They can access your entire medical history, remind you to take your medication, even help you schedule appointments.
So like a 24/7 personal healthcare assistant.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. But the Congress is also talking about even more advanced AI applications, like Gen AI for decision support. What exactly is that?
Well, think of Gen AI as a doctor's ultimate sidekick. It can analyze tons of medical data, like research papers, clinical trials, even your own personal health records. And then it can find patterns and insights that a human doctor might miss.
So like a super smart medical detective.
Pretty much.
Wow. And this could help doctors make faster and more accurate diagnoses.
Exactly. Which could lead to better treatment plans. And it might even be able to predict your risk of getting certain diseases years in advance.
That's incredible. So it's like taking preventative medicine to a whole new level. Okay. But what about all this talk about smart hospital automation? How would that actually change the way hospitals work?
Well, imagine a hospital where AI takes care of all the boring administrative tasks like scheduling and stuff. And it could even monitor patients' vital signs in real time. So if something starts to go wrong, the nurses would know right away.
Oh, wow. So hospitals could be safer, more efficient, and maybe even cheaper to run.
Exactly. And it's not about getting rid of human workers. It's about letting them focus on what they do best, which is providing compassionate, personalized care.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, with all this talk about AI taking over, I can't help but wonder about the patients.
Like, will AI empower patients or make them feel like just another number?
Exactly.
That's a really important question. I think AI has the potential to give patients more control over their own health information and treatment decisions.
For example?
Well, imagine having an app that uses AI to analyze your genes and lifestyle, and then it creates a personalized health plan just for you. It could tell you what to do to prevent certain diseases, help you track your progress, even connect you with other people who are going through the same thing.
Oh, wow. So it's like having your own personal health coach.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And as AI gets even smarter, it could make it possible to monitor patients remotely so people could get high-quality care right from their own homes.
So we're talking about a future where healthcare is more accessible, more personalized, and more proactive than ever before.
Exactly. And when you think about how AI could improve the health of people all over the world, it's really exciting.
It is. But of course, with any new technology, there are always some potential downsides and challenges. So that's what we're going to talk about next. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So we've talked about how amazing AI could be for healthcare. But now let's get real about the challenges. Because like with any new technology, there are going to be some bumps in the road.
Yeah, it's like any tool, right? It can be used for good or for bad.
Exactly. So let's address the big one that everyone's worried about. Is AI going to replace human doctors and nurses?
Will it lead to massive job losses?
It's a scary thought.
It is, and it's something we need to be really careful about. But honestly, I don't think we need to panic just yet. I mean, AI can automate certain tasks for sure, but I don't think it's going to replace human healthcare workers altogether.
Because at the end of the day, healthcare is about so much more than just data.
Exactly. It's about human connection, empathy, making those tough decisions that require a real understanding of each patient's unique situation.
AI just can't do that.
Not yet, anyway. I think AI can be a really powerful tool, but it can't replace the human touch.
So it's more about AI and humans working together.
Exactly like a partnership.
Which means we need to start thinking differently about how we train doctors and nurses.
Yeah, we need to prepare them to work alongside AI. So they need to understand both its strengths and its weaknesses.
It's almost like they'll need a degree in medicine and a degree in computer science.
Maybe not a full computer science degree, but definitely a solid understanding of data science and AI. Because they'll need to know how to interpret the information that AI gives them.
Yeah, how to use it in their practice. But speaking of data, there's also the whole issue of privacy and security. I mean, with all this personal health information being fed into AI systems, how do we make sure it's protected?
That's a great question, and it's a really important one. We need to have super strong cybersecurity measures, strict rules about who can access the data, and people need to know exactly how their data is being used. Because without those things, we can't expect patients to trust these AI systems.
And if they don't trust the systems, they won't use them.
Exactly.
Plus, it's just wrong for companies to misuse people's personal health information.
Absolutely. It's a huge responsibility.
But there's another issue, too. This whole thing about algorithmic bias.
Oh, right. That's really important, too.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So basically, imagine an AI system that's only trained on data from one specific group of people. Like, let's say, mostly white men from a certain income bracket. If you then use that system to make decisions about people who are different, like women or people of color or people from lower income backgrounds, the results might not be accurate because the AI system is biased towards the group that it was trained on.
So it's not just about having a lot of data. It's about having data that represents everyone.
Exactly. We need to make sure that these AI systems are fair and equitable for everyone.
And that's a tough challenge.
It is, but it's one we need to face head on.
So for our listeners out there, as AI becomes more and more common in healthcare, stay informed, stay engaged, and don't be afraid to ask questions. You have a right to know how your data is being used, and you have a right to demand that these systems are fair and unbiased.
Exactly. And even though there are some challenges we need to address, the potential for AI to revolutionize healthcare is still huge. I mean, think about it. AI could help us live longer, healthier lives. It could make healthcare more accessible and affordable for everyone. And it could even help us create a more equitable healthcare system where everyone has the chance to thrive.
That's an amazing vision.
It is, and it's a vision worth fighting for.
Will said. Thank you all so much for joining us for this deep dive into the future of healthcare AI. It's a future full of possibilities, but it's up to all of us to shape it responsibly. So until next time, stay curious and stay engaged.